worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 100, beginning at verse 1. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Then turning to the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Again, Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Father, once again, we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of knowing you and having Jesus Christ living on the inside of us. Thank you for the wonderful gift of eternal life. And thank you for the chance to know you, to be able to serve you, to follow you, and to live for you day by day. Father, more and more, fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your joy, peace, mercy, and grace. Help us to be well-equipped servants and warriors who walk with you day by day, who live a lifestyle of sitting at your feet, listening to you, learning from you, and drawing closer to you, and serving you faithfully in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for this, our first day of Share-a-thon. Lord, anoint it, fill it with joy, peace, mercy, grace. Do a mighty work through it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us as well.
Father, we're thankful for how you teach us through your word that you have things you want to say to us and that you want us to receive and react on in a way that is pleasing to you. We need your help, Father. We need you to give us wisdom, give us courage and strength through your Holy Spirit to live out this Christian life in a way that brings honor to you, our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. And this is our first day of our spring share-a-thon, and we're grateful to have you as a part of our listening family. And as always, we appreciate you joining us. Ask that you'll pray for the Lord to greatly bless and anoint this share-a-thon and use it mightily for the building of his kingdom and for his glory. You know, our mission statement here at AFA, our mission statement at AFA says to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our country. And in Psalm 11, verse 3, in the Amplified Bible, it tells us, if the foundations of a godly society are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, of course, an answer is overflow with confident hope. And our theme for this spring share-a-thon is based on the scripture, Romans chapter 15, verse 13, confident hope. And so Romans 15, 13 from the New Living Translation reads, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. So again, we're inviting you to come alongside and help us to carry out the mission and the work God has called us to here at the American Family Association. So certainly hope that you'll do that. And as we begin, we're going to listen to some listener testimonies, people that have called in and shared their thoughts.
Hi, my name is Vicki, and I'm from Texas, the Houston area. You've impacted my life by being just a stable force in a chaotic world and just holding up our morals and biblical principles and giving us a voice.
My name is Whitney, and I live in Tennessee, and I listen to your station every day. The link to other believers and their knowledge and their comfort in this time is immeasurable. It's imperative for believers to have a connection wider than a one-on-one. So you're reaching so many people by being on the radio, and all we can say is thank you and God bless you for it. And please keep spreading the word of God so other people's souls may be fed also. God bless.
Hi, this is Sherry from Virginia. I discovered your channel a little over 4 years ago and didn't realize that our area had a station, and I think it was new at the time, out of Culpeper, Virginia, and I was immediately hooked. I love your station. I listen to it all day long, and I've been so encouraged spiritually and also politically. You know, Sandy Rio talks about getting involved in the election process, and so she was very encouraging to me. So I was an election officer this year, and I plan on doing more. But just in terms of the spiritual growth I feel I've gotten from you guys and being informed of what's happening, it blesses me every day. And you really are like my family. And I love your station. Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker, and this is the Hour of Intercession, and we're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, and our theme for this share-a-thon is confident hope based on Romans chapter 15, verse 13, which tells us, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. We would again invite and encourage you to please pray with us for the Lord to greatly bless and use this share-a-thon to build His kingdom and to accomplish great kingdom purposes. The number to call in if you'd like to make a pledge to help us to carry out the work of the American Family Association, the number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or if you'd like to make a pledge online, go to www.afr.net. Again, that's www.afr.net. Again, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family during our spring share-a-thon. You know, at the beginning of the broadcast, we shared a passage from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. And I want you to listen once again to that passage. It's a powerful passage that has some very important life lessons for every single believer. Again, Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister's left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her. Luke, again, chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. And on our broadcast today, we're specifically wanting to invite you to focus with us on the topic, having a Mary kind of heart in a Martha kind of world. Again, having a Mary kind of heart in a Martha kind of world. Notice again in the passage, and we're going to be looking at it a little further as we go through the broadcast during again our share-a-thon today as well. But one important lesson is that a lesson that we can draw and need to draw from this brief passage is that God and our intimate walk with Him is to be the high priority of our life, no matter who we are, where we live, what we're called to do. God and our intimate walk with Him is to be the high priority of our lives. Now, we live in a world that's busy, very, very busy. So busy that, again, it's easy for us to be distracted from what's most important. Remember, again, as I said, God and our relationship with Him is to be the high priority of our life. But if you were to gather a group of 100 people and ask each of them, what's most important in your life? Lots of people would say many different things, but sadly, many of them would not mention God. So you should ask yourself the question, what has your attention? What occupies your mind much of the time? Well, again, for 100 different people, It might be 100 different things, a list of 100 different things. But remember, God is to be the high priority of our lives. If you listen regularly, you know, you recall, I regularly challenge believers to set a goal of reading at least 3 chapters in the Bible every single day. Well, you may ask, well, why does he do that so much? Well, the fact is, God's word is our guidebook to life, but it's so much more than that as well. The Bible, the Word of God, is also God's microphone into your life, and God will talk to you as much as you listen. And when you open the Word of God, God not only gives us wisdom for life, but also the Holy Spirit works mightily through the reading of God's Word. When you're reading God's Word, it's as if Jesus is reaching into your heart and molding and shaping you to become more and more like Him. But a critical part of that is that walking with God and following Him as a believer is to be, again, a high, high priority for each and every one of us. But sadly, again, we live in a world that's highly distracted. So we'll be looking again at the topic, again, having a Mary kind of heart in a Martha kind of world, and I hope that you'll be greatly encouraged to make seeking God a much bigger part of your life than you've already made it, no matter where you are in your walk with the Lord. Again, the number to call if you'd like to call in and make a pledge to help us to continue the work of the American Family Association, the work the Lord has called us to, the number is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. You know, I often speak of this, that 3 basic building blocks in the life of any disciple can be described through the use of the word, the 3 letters of the word PRO, P-R-O. 3 basic building blocks of the life of any disciple. P, referring to your prayer life. We're all called to have an intimate prayer life with the Lord. R refers to reading and studying the Word of God. Every believer is called to be a diligent student of Scripture. And again, 3 chapters a day is a good basic spiritual meal, a basic and good goal for you to shoot for each day. And O refers to obedience. We're to not only read the Word of God, we're to obey it. We're to apply what we learn. Truth is always meant to be applied. So again, PRO, the 3 letters of the word PRO, remind us that we're called to be, number 1, believers committed to a life of diligent prayer. R, referring to a life, we're to be committed to a life of diligently reading and studying and meditating on the Word of God. O refers to obedience. We're to diligently and faithfully obey, live what we learn from the Word of God. Father, thank you for the opportunity you give us today and every day of being able to be faithful believers who are seeking to follow you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Lord, stir us, just fill us anew with your Holy Spirit and stir us to be believers who are committed to growing in our prayer life, growing in our life of reading and studying your word, and growing much in our life of obedience. We thank you and praise you for the opportunity to do that. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen. Once again, to call in and make a pledge to help us to continue the work that God has called the American Family Association to do, call this number, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give, www.afr.net. Again, that's www.afr.net. And again, any gift of any amount is very much appreciated. Never think that a gift is too small, because remember, in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God is built one seed at a time, and a seed can be ever so small, but every seed counts. So we appreciate whoever you might be, from the youngest child listening to the oldest adult. If you can call in and make a pledge, we would very much appreciate that. Once again, the number to call, 1-877-616-2396. Again, 1-877-616-2396. We'll be right back.
my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? In his presence I find safety, just knowing he's near brings joy in my sadness, peace in the time of storm, yeah. Brings hope when I'm hopeless, yeah. Protects me from my heart, yeah. And you are.
Hi, my name is Rose, and I live in Central Virginia. I've been an AFR supporter and listener for many years, but each year that goes by, your organization becomes more precious to me. I can't adequately describe how AFR has changed my life, but you've helped me to grow up in my Christianity. I was just getting milk at my local church, but AFR gives me meat to grow my faith. I listen almost all day, and I'm able to stay informed by excellent commentary, beginning with today's issues. I get a good shot to my faith from Will and Nikki Addison, and exploring the Word really is a blessing to me. I need to say also that your weekend lineup is really phenomenal. I especially love exploring missions and understanding the time. I've learned so much through all your programs, but the most important thing is you've shown me how to be bold in my faith.
Hi, my name is Rita, and I'm calling from the state of Mississippi. I was in prison for several years. Day and night, I was listening to AFR, their music, and their speakers, and it helped me get through those years of my life. It inspired me, and still today, when I hear some of the songs that I heard that impacted my life so much while I was in the Mississippi Department of Corrections, I cry because I remember those times, and I remember how those songs lifted me up. AFR has been truly an inspiration to me. And in my recovery, I am now out. I work. I go to church and I serve the Lord. And I give back. I go inside the jails and try to bring salvation to those girls. And AFR was a part of that. Thank you.
My name is Pastor Tony. I pastor a small church in Winnie, Texas, a Hispanic ministry. And I thank God for AFA. It helps keep my church informed on current issues. Many times the Hispanic community is misled, and with God's word and the current information that I get from AFA, I am able to speak truth into their lives. I'm so grateful. We as a church donate to AFA. I myself donate to AFA, and I would encourage everyone because the work that they do, the different programs, my day start at 10 a.m. with today's issues, and they end with Abraham Hamilton III. And I am so blessed, and I am so enriched by each program. And I thank God for you guys and everything you do. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, and our theme for this year is Confident Hope, based on the scripture from Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Again, Confident Hope, Romans 15, 13 tells us, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. If you'd like to call in and make a pledge to help us to continue the work of AFA, the work the Lord has called us to, simply call 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at www.afr.net. Again, that's www.afr.net to continue the work and the mission to help us to continue the work and the mission of American Family Radio. Hope that you'll do just that. Again, today on the broadcast, we're looking at the topic, having a Mary kind of heart in a Martha kind of world. And we're looking at the passage found specifically in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, a very short little clip from the life of Christ and his interaction with a family, two sisters named Martha and Mary. I want to take a moment to share an article that I wrote based on this important, some truths drawn from this passage. The article is entitled, Keep Your Focus on Christ. Again, Keep Your Focus on Christ. If you'd like to get a copy of the article, please email me at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to share it with you. And once again, before I read the article again, if you don't have the habit of reading three chapters in your Bible already, I want to challenge you to start that habit today, because remember, your time reading scripture is your one-on-one appointment with Jesus. And Jesus will spend as much time with you as you'll spend with him. But it's also time where he's molding and shaping you and helping you to become more and more like him. You need that. I need that. We all need that. So we're going to share again the article again entitled, Keep Your Focus on Christ. What has your attention? What are you looking at? What is occupying the stage of your mind? What do you spend time thinking about? Mulling over, reading, researching, and giving consideration to? Is it what's in the news? The headlines, the matters that news commentators are discussing? Are these the issues and matters that consume your time and attention? Cell phones, laptops, iPads, and video games all transport people into their own private worlds. People are therefore often oblivious to, or at least highly distracted from, the immediate world that they're physically in at the moment, scrolling along. Topics, issues, events, tragedies, and celebrities often grab and hold the attention of many in our culture, world, and even church. Electronic devices and gadgets and the desire to get the latest version too often seem to command and to quote-unquote control much of our time and our lives and our attention. In Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, we find an interesting story in the life of Jesus about a distracted person. He is visiting the home of Martha and Mary. As many would expect, Martha is busy carrying out the responsibilities that a hostess was expected to do for guests, probably cooking, cleaning, and the like. However, her sister Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him. Who was distracted, Martha or Mary? The Word of God gives the answer very plainly. It says in verse 40, but Martha was distracted. To be distracted is to have your mind and attention pulled away from the more important thing or matter. The scripture in this passage lets us know that Mary was acting more wisely than Martha. Mary is commended, not Martha. Mary is acting wisely as she makes it her priority to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word. But Martha was distracted. In other words, Martha's mind and thinking were not focused on the more important thing in this situation, which was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to him, learning from him, and simply spending time with him. A simple yet profound truth found in this humble yet powerful story is this. Spending time with God and seeking his wisdom is to be one of the high priorities of life for a faithful disciple and follower of Jesus Christ. Once we're saved, our most important goal in life is to faithfully and diligently run after God. Just how do we do that, though? You run after God by sitting at his feet every day. We sit at the feet of Jesus by living a lifestyle of spending time daily reading and meditating on the Word of God, by spending significant time in prayer, and by obeying what we read and receive from God. Knowing and following him is living a lifestyle of faith. We're told in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Why don't we seek to be wise like Mary? Why don't we make it a goal to have a lifestyle of sitting at the feet of Jesus every day? Let's run after him by sitting at his feet, listening to him, learning, growing, and following him. If we're not careful, we can allow the world to set our agenda and priorities as we listen to what it decides are the headlines of our times. If we focus and concentrate on what the world is focused on, we can miss God's voice, his priorities, and his agenda. We can be living distracted lives and not even realize it. As we live at the feet of Jesus, we will not live a distracted life. We will not live a life full of wasting time reading and learning about men who want to be women and people who want to change colors, what celebrities are wearing at a given event, etc. Instead, at Jesus' feet, he can teach us what is important and what is not. He can teach us what is true and what is false. There he can teach us what's right and what's wrong. There we learn about what is in the heart of God. And know that staying focused on God-ordained priorities is not just important, it's crucial. Seek to develop spiritual habits that help you focus on God. Make them a part of your daily life. Read 3 chapters in the Bible every day. Pray daily, praying the Lord's Prayer, for example, praying the Ten Commandments every day, and praying about important issues in our life and our culture. Obey what you learn from the Word of God. Spiritual habits help keep your focus on Christ and on the will of the Lord. Watch out for the weapons of mass distraction. They seem to be everywhere. Learn to focus your time, energy, and concern on what is important. Spend time every day running after the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't waste your time. Wasted time is wasted life. Sit at the feet of Jesus and let him set your agenda rather than the world. Again, the title of that article is Keep Your Focus on Christ. And I would encourage you, please email me to get a copy of this article. Again, jparker@afa.net. Again, jparker@afa.net. And as usual, my encouragement to you is that you get the article, read it, and take some time to really read and think about the insights that have been shared, largely drawn from this passage of Scripture, Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. But also, not only do I want you to get the article for you to use for you and your family, possibly in your time of studying the Word, reading the Word together, or your time of family devotions, not only do we want to encourage you to get it for you and your family, please remember to email it to friends and to family members, to fellow church members and other people you know, because again, if it blesses and encourages you, it can bless and encourage others. And remember, God calls the whole church to help carry out the Great Commission to go into all the world and make disciples. And in fact, it helps us to carry out and live out the wisdom that we're really focusing on in the article, because we're all called to be disciple makers. That's a part of why it's so important to sit at the feet of Jesus every day, because Jesus and our spending time with him helps us to set our priorities correctly. Remember, the Great Commission should be a high priority for the church all the time. Yet you couldn't tell that by looking at the lives of many people who say they love the Lord, because again, many believers aren't very much involved in the work of making disciples. We all are called to do that. Lord, thank you for the opportunity you give us of first coming to know you as Lord and Savior. You saved us, made us brand new, and you called us to be disciples, believers who are diligently and passionately running after you, seeking to follow you, serve you, and be vessels through which you can accomplish your work and your will in the world. Stir us to recognize, Lord, that the most exciting life in the world that we could possibly live is a life of listening to you, following you, and serving you every single day. We thank you and praise you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, you're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, and the number to call, if you'd like to make a pledge to help American Family Radio continue the mission the Lord has called us to, call this number, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to give, www.afr.net. Again, that's www.afr.net. And again, you know, one of the ongoing encouragements that we try to remind you about is that it's so important for us to be involved in the work and with carrying out the priorities the Lord has given to us, because we live in a world that will set your agenda every single day. Sometimes you know that's going on, but then often we don't. Remember that whatever you give your time and energy and focus to, again, it's a form of giving yourself to that thing, whatever it may be. The reality is for many people, they basically worship their cell phones or their computers. Now, you might think, well, I don't see anybody falling down and worshiping before their cell phone or their computer. Well, they may not be falling down and doing it. But when you give your time and energy, sometimes minutes, hours, much of the day, to being on social media or being on your cell phone or being on your computer, doing all kinds of things, and often whether you realize it or not, there are things on the computer that are meant to grab your attention and hold it. And the fact is, though you may not be falling down and worshiping it like an idol, for many people, that's exactly what it is. It's an idol because it takes their time, much of their time, effort, energy, and focus. Remember, the focus of all of our lives is to be Jesus Christ. The high priority in the focus of our lives is to be Jesus Christ all the time. Once again, the number to call if you'd like to call and make a pledge, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or go online, www.afr.net. We'll be right back.
Mindy, and I'm from Indiana, and God led me to AFR around 12 years ago. I was pregnant with my first child, and I was a traveling home health nurse, and I found the radio station here in Indiana, and now I am the proud mom of four children. I am blessed to be a stay-at-home mom, and AFR is indescribably important to me. All the personalities and the different shows and hosts are my coworkers, and they are who I spend my day with. And they are who help set the tone for our day, even at home. My youngest two home with me know their favorite shows on during financial issues. And my little one knows it's time for nap when Bishop E.W. Jackson comes on. My older two home from school know it's supper time when they hear Tony Perkins and Washington Watch come on. I'm so grateful and thankful for this station. Thank you. We support you, and God bless you.
Hey, this is Mary. I'm from Ohio. AFR has kept me informed with all the news that I need without having any of the scramble that I would have heard on the social media, on the television, which has all been a bunch of lies. So thank you for AFR that I get to hear what's going on, and I'm not just sitting here in the dark not having a clue what's going on outside.
My name is Mark from Texas. just wanted to let you know that I chanced upon your radio station. I'm originally from the Philippines, and I realized after listening to Sandy Rios that really the mainstream media here in the United States, especially during the time of Trump presidency, have been propagating lies. And American people are so gullible to believe it. Only American Family Radio has been good enough to expose those lies and educate the American people. So I'm hoping that more Americans will get to know about your station and be educated.
Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're in the midst of our spring share-a-thon, and we appreciate you tuning in and ask that you'll continue to pray with us throughout this week of our share-a-thon, and that if you would prayerfully consider calling in and making a pledge to help us to continue the work of American Family Radio. The number to call is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at www.afr.net. Again, that's www.afr.net. And our theme for this share-a-thon is confident hope, based on a scripture from Romans chapter 15, verse 13, that tells us, "I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." Again, Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Our theme, share-a-thon theme this spring, is confident hope. And keep in mind, once again, our mission statement tells us this. Our mission statement here at AFA says, to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our country. Keep in mind Psalm 11, verse 3, the Amplified Version says, if the foundations of a godly society are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, of course, again, the answer is overflow with confident hope. So again, that theme, confident hope, wants you to keep that in mind throughout our share-a-thon this week. Once again, the number to call if you'd like to make a pledge, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Today we've been focusing on the topic, having a Mary kind of heart in a Martha kind of world. And, you know, we learn from the passage that both sisters knew the Lord Jesus, but one of them, Mary, made it a priority to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen to Him and spend time with Him during Jesus' time in their home, whereas Martha was busy doing what many people in the world might would have thought she was supposed to be doing, probably cooking, cleaning, preparing to have guests in her home. But Jesus makes it very clear in the passage that He commends Mary for sitting at His feet, listening and learning from Him, and really apparently would have been glad if Martha had put the broom down or whatever else she was doing and come and sat by Mary as well. Notice again what Jesus says to Martha. He says, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." So I want to briefly share with you one additional article that we wrote. And again, if you'd like to get a copy, jparker@afa.net. I'm glad to share them with you for you to use for you and your family, but also to forward on and share with others as well. This article is entitled Priorities, Distractions, and the Kingdom of God. Again, Priorities, Distractions, and the Kingdom of God. The following story from God's Word has tremendous wisdom and insight for disciples. Now it happened as they went that He entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed Him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached Him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. And Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." Luke 10, verses 38 to 42. If God in your relationship to Him is not the clear, high priority of your life, you are distracted. if knowing him, seeking him, and pursuing his will for your life is not at the top of your list in terms of your priorities, you are off course. To be distracted is to allow your mind and attention to be pulled away from what is most important. To be distracted spiritually as a follower of Christ is to allow other things to move in between you and God. It is to allow God in your walk with him to be overcrowded and to be crowded out. Sadly, for so many who say they are believers, God is not number one in their life. Of course, we may say he is, but our lives and our actions tell the true story. If we're not spending time in the Word of God daily, if we're not praying consistently daily, and if we're not seeking to live out faithfully the call of God on our lives, we are nowhere we need to be. We are not just where we need to be. We're each called to live a lifestyle of sitting at the feet of Jesus. Again, much like Mary, that's our calling, to sit at the feet of Jesus. In other words, we're called to live a life walking in an intimate relationship with Christ every day. Every disciple of Christ is called to make spending time in the Word of God and prayer top priorities. And again, regularly, I like to encourage you to go to reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day, which helps us to walk with the Lord. As God calls and commands you to obey and follow him, do it. This is living a life of sitting at the feet of Jesus. It's so easy to tell others and the world, I want to spend time with the Lord, but I'm just so busy. Yet in the reality of life, we make time for what we really want to do. In the busyness of daily life, don't allow yourself to be distracted. It appears that the world is filled with weapons of mass distraction. Always make time to spend with Christ every single day. We are wise to spend some time in prayer and in the Word of God first thing in the morning after we get up. Make it a priority. Many might say, I don't have time in the morning because I have to get ready for work or school and get out of the door within the time schedule I have. Well, actually, the solution to that problem is fairly simple. Get up 30 or 40 minutes earlier than you have been getting up. Pray and ask the Lord to help you and help you to do this, and ask him to help you just work this detail out. And he'll be glad to help you out. Matthew 6, verse 33 says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. We need to be careful that we do not live distracted lives. One thing is needed. Know and stay close to God, following him no matter what. Again, this article was entitled Priorities, Distractions, and the Kingdom of God. And again, keep in mind the other article that we read earlier addressing the same passage of Scripture is entitled Keep Your Focus on Christ. Again, if you'd like to get copies of both articles, simply email me at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. To call in and make a pledge during our share-a-thon, you can simply call this number 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or to go online to give, go to www.afr.net. Again, that's www.afr.net to make a pledge online as well. Again, as I've already mentioned, please do pray much for the Lord to bless our spring share-a-thon. Pray that the Lord will anoint it and use it mightily for the building of his kingdom, to bless and prosper it spiritually, financially, and otherwise. We very much would appreciate your prayers. Once again, the number to call, 1-877-616-2396. Now, I've mentioned my email, jparker@afa.net. Again, we're glad to be able to share articles like the ones I've shared on the broadcast today and others that are resources and items to help you in your walk with the Lord, to help strengthen your prayer life, to help strengthen your life as a disciple. Remember, every day our priorities are to be set by the Word of God and the Spirit of God. That's important for all of us, so I hope that you'll keep that in mind. Father, thank you for the opportunity you give us to walk with you, to serve you, to live for you every single day. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that dwells in us and upon us. Lord, more and more empower us. Set us on fire fresh with your Holy Spirit of prayer. Set us on fire fresh with your Holy Spirit that encourages us to be bright, shining witnesses that are burning for the kingdom of God every day, pointing people to Christ. Lord, help us to be available vessels that you can use mightily to accomplish your perfect will on a daily basis. And Father, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would give us the wisdom and grace to live a lifestyle of sitting at the feet of Jesus, walking with you every day and following you every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Once again, the number to call if you'd like to make a pledge, 1-877-616-2396. As usual, before we close, we invite you, if there's someone listening who's never made that very important, all-important decision of accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is a good day, a great day to get saved. Today is a great day to give your life to the Lord Jesus and be saved. Would you pray this prayer with me if you wish to make that step or if you wish to recommit your heart to the Lord? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much that you came into this world, you lived, you died on the cross to pay the penalty for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess. Lord, I've sinned and done wrong in many ways, Lord. I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. And Lord Jesus, in a brand new way, I open my whole heart and life to you. Lord Jesus, come anew into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Help me to follow you my whole life. You told us in your word, whoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to faithfully follow you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Please email me at jparker@afa.net if you made that step and prayed and gave your heart to the Lord or recommitted your heart to the Lord. Again, jparker@afa.net. We'd really like to be in touch with you and share with you some materials and resources to help you grow in your walk with the Lord. Once again, the number to call if you'd like to make a pledge to help us in our spring share-a-thon, continue the work of American Family Radio, the number 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or go online, www.afr.net. Again, that's www.afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.